volleyball time. Proudly hosted this year in Central Nebraska. We're able to bring you state volleyball games thanks to the support of the fine sponsors of this broadcast. Let's take you to the gym for state volleyball action here on the stations of Platte River Radio.
With our studio engineer, Caleb Ranke, I'm Larry Kottner. And we've got a couple of Class D matchups here tonight on the river, or on the breeze, 94.5. And first up in Class D2, it'll be the Lady Hornets of Giltner, 28-2 on the season. The number three seed in D2, taking on the Stewart Lady Broncos with a record of 22-7. Coming up later on tonight in Class D1, Mark Baldwin will be on hand at Grand Island Northwest for the contest between Silver Lake and Guardian Angels Central Catholic. We'll have both matches here tonight on the breeze, 94.5, and on the World Wide Web at kliqfm.com. Well, this should be a fun one here tonight. Both these teams have had some recent experience at the state volleyball tournament. Stewart most recently was here last year. Matter of fact, that is their only appearance at the state volleyball tournament in its existence. Giltner, on the other hand, was here last year. They also won a state championship in D1 back in 2008. They also have state titles in 1984, 1993, 94, and 98, and runner-ups in 1982 and 1992. And now with the volleyball tournament here in Grand Island, it's just a short jaunt for the Lady Hornets to make their way to this D2 state volleyball tournament. Stewart, of course, up in the north part of the state in the western portion of Holt County. Earlier today in Class D2, Meade and Cedar Valley have advanced to the semifinals, both in sweeps. Meade swept the number 8 seed Brady to advance to the semifinals, and Cedar Valley was a three-set winner over the number 4 seed Layton. So tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, it'll be Meade against Cedar Valley. The winner of this contest will advance to the other semifinal tomorrow at Grand Island Senior High at 4 o'clock and will face the winner of tonight's 8:30 game here between Mullen and Humphrey. We'll take a break and come back and set the lineups for you. Right after this two-minute timeout, you're listening to The Breeze 94.5.
Newtek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put Newtek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit Newtek at yieldleader.com.
Newtek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
Don't miss Country Crafts and Friends Open House this Thursday, November 8th through Sunday, November 11th. You'll find handmade crafts, fresh wreaths, homemade foods, Santa's jewelry, and more. Located 5 miles west of Giltner, follow the signs. For more information, call 402-631-1052.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Central Catholic High School. We get you ready for tonight's first-round matchup between the Lady Hornets of Giltner, the number 3 seed, and the number 6 seed Stewart Lady Broncos. Stewart is the visitors here tonight. Giltner will be the home team. Let's take a look at Stewart's starting lineup. First of all, Caitlin Coons, a 5'9" senior middle hitter. Shelby Paxton, a 5'7" senior outside hitter. The libero is Monique Schaefer, a freshman, 5'5" tall. Kylie Stoltenberg, a 5'7" senior outside hitter. Emily Kaup, 5'10". She is the middle hitter. She is also a senior. Courtney Coons, a 5'10" right side hitter. She is a sophomore. And Samantha Sattler, a 5'6" junior. She is the setter. The head coach is Stacy Dexter. The assistant coach is Erica Unick. So once again for Stewart, it'll be Coons, Paxton, Stoltenberg, Kaup, Coons, and Sattler. The libero is Schaefer. And now for the home team, the Lady Hornets of Giltner, orange, white, and black are their colors. They're 28-2 on the year. Darby Hendricks, a 5'9" outside hitter junior. Also Abigail Freisler, a senior, 5'11" middle hitter. Jordan Beek, a senior, 5'7" tall. She is an outside hitter. The libero is Augusta Rhodes, a 5'6" junior. Shane Vaughn, she is the setter, 5'9" tall. She is a senior. And Danny Most, a 5'9" middle hitter. She is a junior. And then we will either see, depending on whether it's serve, receive, or serve for Giltner, either Sarah Most, a 5'5" defensive specialist. She is a junior. Or Sarah Williams, a 5'9" senior right side hitter. The head coach for Giltner is Kurt Polk. Christy Vaught is the assistant coach. So once again, for Giltner, it'll be Hendricks, Freisler, Beek, Vaught, Most, and either Williams or Sarah Most, depending again whether they serve, receive, or serve. And then the libero is Augusta Rhodes. And that is a look at your starting lineups. Again, the winner of this match will take on the winner of tonight's 8:30 game between Mullen and Humphrey in tomorrow afternoon's semifinal. That game will be played at Grand Island Senior High starting at 4 o'clock. And already again advancing to the state semifinals was the top seed, Meade, who got here due to a wild card because they were swept in the district final by this Giltner team. And then Cedar Valley, also a three-set winner in their district final over Cross County, swept Layton this afternoon in the opening round. Layton was a team at one point was 30-0 before being beaten by Mullen in the district championship, and then they got here as a wild card and got eliminated by Cedar Valley. That is a look at your starting lineups. We'll take a little bit of a break here and come back with the first set of tonight's contest between Giltner and Stewart after this break on The Breeze 94.5.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations to the Lady Hornets on a fantastic volleyball season. Go Lady Hornets from Joyce Agronomics.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw would like to congratulate the Giltner Hornets on a great season. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health insurance. Stop and see them for a free consultation or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance in Giltner.
Todd's Body and Glass would like to congratulate both the Giltner Hornet football and volleyball team on a fantastic season. We're very proud of your accomplishments. Todd's Body and Glass is your collision repair specialist and is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Go Hornets!
The Breeze 94.5.
Back at Grand Island Central Catholic, we are getting ready for this opening round match between Giltner and Stewart here on the Breeze 94.5. Some of their action today in Class D1, the winners in the top half of the bracket, Exeter Milligan and Sutherland advancing. game that will be going on over at Grand Island Northwest this evening in D1 is O'Neill St. Mary's and Ansley Litchfield. And then again, Silver Lake will be playing here on the Breeze afterwards at 8:30. Winners in C2 today, North Platte St. Pat's, Lutheran High Northeast, Hastings St. Cecilia, and Hardington Cedar Catholic. Winners in C1 this afternoon, Columbus Scotus and Ogallala. Other matches tonight, Waverly and Grand Island Northwest. Winners in Class B today. Other winners will be decided tonight. And in Class A, Papillion La Vista South, Millard West, Lincoln Pius X, and Omaha Marion all advancing to the semifinals. In the left court, it'll be the Lady Broncos of Stewart. Giltner will be in the right court in their dark black uniforms with the orange trim. The maroon uniforms for the Lady Broncos of Stewart. And the libero, it appears, will be checking in here to start the match for Stewart. And the officials going over the final lineups. Again, the winner here plays at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in the state semifinal, and they also guarantee themselves a match on Saturday, either in the championship game, which is Saturday morning at 9 a.m. at the Heartland Event Center, or in the third-place match, which will be played at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday at Grand Island Northwest. Our down official checking the alignment now for Giltner says that's fine. And coming in to start will be Sarah Williams, the 5'9" senior, as Sarah Most will sit down. And now the Stewart lineup will be checked over by the official, and he'll allow the libero to check in here in a moment. She'll check in. And then also checking in for Stewart will be Jaden Schaefer, a 5'3" setter. She'll be coming in for Samantha Sadler. So we give you the starting lineup. That is the starting lineups. And then before they even have the first serve, they make some changes. That's one sport you can do that in is volleyball. And to serve things up first, it will be the Lady Broncos of Stewart. And the Hornets will be on defense to begin things. A little bit of a delay. Now we're getting ready to go, and it will be Jaden Schaefer, the freshman, to serve things up for the Lady Broncos, and we're underway here on the Breeze. On the receive out there, it is Chrysler, the hit. Check that was Beek in the setup for Abigail Chrysler off the left side. She slams one home, and it's quickly 1-0 in favor of Giltner. Coming back in now for Stewart is Samantha Sattler. To do the service, Shane Vaught for the Lady Hornets. From the right side, sends it across, and it's an ace. Miscommunication between the libero was Monique Schaefer as well as Shelby Paxton, and it's quickly 2-0. Giltner, Vaught with a nice serve. Handled there that time by Schaefer. Set over on the free ball. With it on the attack this time, it's Giltner. The hit by Chrysler, and she'll put it home once again. Abigail Chrysler puts it down, and it's quickly 3-0 in favor of the Lady Hornets. Back to serve will be Vaught. From the right side, it's a good one. Schaefer, the libero, with it. Now they'll set it up on the left side, and the kill goes for Courtney Coons. Courtney Coons, 5'10" sophomore, gets the kill, and Stewart is on the board. It's 3-1. Shelby Paxton with the service. Dug out on the back row. The setup in the middle. Once again, it's Chrysler. Dug out this time by Schaefer. They'll have the short set, but there's Chrysler to block it back on Caitlin Coons in the middle. And quickly, 4-1 in favor of Giltner. To do the honors for Giltner, it is Darby Hendricks. The hit off the right side. Punched up and kept alive nicely by Danny Most. Then hit too long by Jordan Beek. Out of bounds, it'll be Stewart's serve, and they'll get the point, leading 4-2. Check that, trailing 4-2. Service sent across by Coons. Vaught with the back set, and the kill attempt by Chrysler kept alive. No, they're going to call the lift. Lift will be called on Caitlin Coons on that receive of the kill by Chrysler, and Chrysler right now a major factor in this game. She'll serve and put it into the net. Service error for the Lady Hornets. 5-3 the score. Geltner on top. Checking in to serve will be Brittany Hanslick, 5'7" sophomore for Stewart. She'll serve from the right side. Slaps it deep on the back row. Kept alive there by Hendricks. They'll set it up on the left side, and it goes for Danny Most. Danny Most with the kill, and it's 6-3 in favor of Geltner, and they'll have the service. Coming in to do the honors will be Sarah Most, a 5'5" junior. She'll serve from that right side. Sends it across. Dug out there by Stoltenberg. The back set for Stoltenberg. Punches it deep. Is it on the line? No. Just beyond. Sally Stoltenberg got the set back from Sattler. Tried to catch the back line, but sent it just long. It's 7-3. Most with the service. Sattler with the set in the middle. The shot is blocked back by Danny Most as Emily Kalk tried to put it down, but Danny Most timed her defense well and sent it down. It's 8-3. Timeout, Stewart. We are in set number one. Giltner, 8. Stewart, 3. You're listening to the Class D2 State Volleyball Tournament from Grand Island Central Catholic on the Breeze 94.5.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
Don't miss Country Crafts and Friends Open House this Thursday, November 8th through Sunday, November 11th. You'll find handmade crafts, fresh wreaths, homemade foods, Santa's jewelry, and more. Located 5 miles west of Giltner, follow the signs. For more information, call 402-631-1052.
The Breeze, 94.5.
8-3 the score in favor of Giltner over Stewart here in this opening round match. Sattler with the set and the kill in the middle. Emily Cow puts it down for the Lady Broncos, and it's 8-4 in favor of Giltner. To the service line goes Kylie Stoltenberg. Stoltenberg sends it across. Dug out by Sarah Most. Bott with the service. The kill attempt put down from the right, from the left side, and is good for Shelby Hendricks, 5'6" sophomore, and she'll go back to the service line. It's 9-4. Hendricks will send it. Dug out by Stoltenberg. Sattler sets it up. Paxton, crisscross attack is good. Shelby Paxton, 5'7" senior, going left to right on the crisscross, puts it home. It's 9-5 in favor of Giltner. Service by Kalp on the offensive attack right now. Danny Most will hit it through the defense for the kill off the touch of Caitlin Coons. 10-5 your score in favor of the Lady Hornets. Giltner only 2 losses on the season. Exeter Milligan, who's here in the tournament and reached the semifinals, and Meade, which they avenged in the D2 District Championship last week. On the attack, it's Stewart, and from the back row into the net, it's Kylie Stoltenberg, and the point will go to Giltner. They lead it 11-5. Danny Most from the right side will serve. Jump serve, floats it to the back row, and it goes too long. Service error on the Lady Hornets, 11-6. The point goes to Stewart. Coming in now, Lady Broncos going to have two changes, as Jaden Schaefer is going to check back in, and Courtney Coons will come back in. Jaden Schaefer will serve. Sends it across to the back line. Oh, good job by Shelby Hendricks to let that one go. She looked at it and looked at it and looked at it and finally let it go. Checked it. That's Jordan Beek that is back there. The 6 and the 5 look very close on these uniforms. And Beek let it go. Bott with the service. The setup now for Paxton. Paxton's attack from the back row. Too strong and long. And it's 13-6 in favor of Giltner. Shane Vaught will serve. Nice serve. Dug out by the libero, Schaefer. Back set by Sattler. Pushed across by Paxton. The setup now in the middle. As put down, Williams with the set and Chrysler with the kill. 14-6 in favor of Giltner. As the Lady Hornets looking to advance once again to the state semifinals. They did so a year ago as well. No, they did not. Last year actually lost the first round to Bertrand. Back row attack sent across that time by Stoltenberg. On the attack this time, it is Darby Hendricks. Left to right, she puts it home for Giltner, and 15-6 the score. Another timeout by Stewart. We'll take it with them. 15-6, Giltner on top, 94.5 the Breeze.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations to the Lady Hornets on a fantastic volleyball season. Go Lady Hornets from Joyce Agronomics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back to Grand Island Central Catholic. Giltner with a 15-6 advantage on Stewart here in this opening round match. It'll be Shane Vaught to do the service honors from the right side. Sends it across to the back row. It should be an ace, yes. Right on the line. Nicely done by Shane Vaught. And it's 16-6 in favor of the Lady Hornets. Vaught to serve again. Down the middle. Schaefer with the dig. The bump set. Blocked by Chrysler, but she's in the net. Caitlin Coons on the attack. Chrysler sent it back, but she also got a piece of the net. It's, I believe it should be 16-7. Instead, they put the point on the wrong side of the board. Free ball sent across on the Giltner attack that time by Vaught, trying to get it across as Courtney Coons. Williams will push it across. Dug out there by Stoltenberg. Sattler with the set. The kill is down for Caitlin Coons. And it's now 16-8 in favor of Giltner. Service, a good one by Paxton. Dug out nicely that time by Most, or Hendricks, and on the attack, Williams from the left side is long, and it's another point for Stewart. 16-9 the score. Paxton hits the top of the net, dug out nicely, though, by Danny Most. It's sent over by Vaught, sent right back by Stoltenberg on the kill attempt. Hendricks now at the net, a joust. Hendricks blocking on Coons. Then it hits the net, goes back on the attack once again. Chrysler, this time she'll get it put down. Abigail Chrysler with the kill, and she's had an excellent first set for Giltner, and they lead it 17-9. Darby Hendricks to serve it up. Hendricks to the back row. Nice dig by Schaefer. Then a lift or a two-hit is going to be called on Caitlin Coons, who tried to set it up. And another point for the Lady Hornets. It's 18-9 in favor of Giltner. From the left side to serve, Darby Hendricks. And this one will sail long. Service error, point to Stewart. 18-10 your score. Caitlin Coons will serve now for the Lady Broncos. From the right side, back to the back row. It's a nice dig there by Danny Most. They'll set it up for Chrysler on the attack. Just long. Close to that back line, but just missed it. And it's 18-11. Two in a row now here for Stewart. Coons on the service. Down the right side. Dug out nicely by Beek. They'll set it up for Beek now. On the attack. Diving save on the back row there by Shelby Paxton. The kill attempt will go off of the defense of Chrysler. Kylie Stoltenberg will get the kill as the defense goes out of bounds. Off that block, and it's 18-12. Coons with the serve. Chrysler keeps it alive. Free ball now by Danny Most. Dug out there by Stoltenberg on the attack. The kill, a good one for Emily Kaup. And you can hear the Stewart fans come to their feet on that attack. 18-13 the score. Here comes Stewart trying to get back into this match. Caitlin Coons to serve to the back row. Dug out by Beek. Vaught will punch it up. Chrysler on the attack. Kept alive nicely in the back row by Coons. Now Giltner on the attack. That's Priceler. She'll get the kill. Off the touch of Shelby Paxton. Giltner stops that Stewart run and leads 19-13. Priceler to the service line to the back row. Dug out by Monique Schaefer, the libero. On the attack, the kill is good. Off the right side for Courtney Coons. 19-14, your score. Coons will step out as Brittany Hanslick will step in to do the service. Stewart down by five, serving left to right. Sends it. Dug out on the back row by Priceler. Bumped up by Vaught. Back row attack by Priceler is long. And another point for Stewart. 19-15. Giltner had a 9-point lead at one time in this set. Down to four. Hanslick with the service. Just over the net. It's an ace. Hit the top of the net. Dropped on over. And she gets the ace. And Coach Polk wants a timeout. We are in set number one. Your score, Giltner 19, Stewart 16. Back after this on The Breeze 94.5.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back to Grand Island Central Catholic. Hanslick with the service for Stewart. They are on a run right now. It's a nice serve and going to be hard to handle. Giltner will not be able to handle it. Hendricks had to go low to dig it out. It was a tough pass for Vaught to handle. And the point to Stewart, and they're within two at 19-17. Brittany Hanslick will serve again. She's been on a 4-point run here. The good serve to the back row, dug by Priceler. Set up at the net, tipped over with the left hand by Danny Mose. And Most gets the kill, showing her athletic ability right there, getting the point. It's 20-17. To the service line, Sarah Most sends it just over the net, dug out by Stoltenberg. Kalp for back for Stoltenberg. Now Sarah Most, Vaught in the middle for Danny Most. The swing kill, good! Danny Most puts it down. That swing motion like you see Megan Haggerty do for the University of Nebraska. Left to right, she put it down. 21-17, Giltner by four again. Sarah Most the serve. It's across, dug by Stoltenberg. Schaefer, bump set for Stoltenberg. Standing spike goes over. Dug out there by Vaught. They'll set it back up for Vaught. Vaught with the kill attempt. Dug out nicely that time by Hanslick. Now sent over by Stoltenberg just long. Just missed the back line, and it's another point for Giltner. They lead it 22-17. To serve, Most to the back row. Stoltenberg with the dig. Sattler sets it up in the middle for Kalp. Tipped and then blocked back. She keeps it alive. Bumped up now by Stoltenberg. The standing spike attempt by Paxton goes over. They'll set it up. Giltner will for the kill. Left to right, Jordan Beek. She puts it home. And the Lady Hornets 2 points away from winning this first set. Most sends it across the gap by Monique Schaefer. The setup now for Kalp, and Kalp puts it down strong. Off the back row touch of Abigail Priceler. Stewart back within five at 23-18. Stoltenberg will serve. It's nearly an ace, and kept alive nicely by Beek. Then Most will send it over on the free ball. Back row attack by Stoltenberg, dug out by Priceler. The joust is won by Vaught. Vaught at the net, tipped it across, got the joust victory, and it is set point for the Lady Hornets of Giltner. 24-18, the service by Beek, dug out on the back row by Hanslick. Back set for Kalp. Kalp is dug by Sarah Most. Back set now for Danny Most, kept alive by Schaefer on the back row. The kill attempt by Paxton, punched up nicely by Sarah Most. Free ball now by Priceler, dug near the line by Schaefer, set up for Kalp. She'll get the kill. Sattler with the quick set, and Kalp came in strong and hammered it home. 24-19, again set point. And Emily Kalp will serve for Stewart. Across the net, it's a nice one. Dug out by Sarah Most, kept alive by Paxton, quickly hit across by Coombs. Now Danny Most sends it across. They got by Stoltenberg. Tipped over and good by Samantha Sattler. She just punched it up near the net and found the donut hole. And it's 24-20. Stewart will serve to stay alive. Kalp sends it. And tipped alive nicely off the net by Vogt. Then slapped across that time by Henrik. They'll set it up in the middle. Toons is blocked. Kept alive by Sattler, sent over by Stoltenberg on the back row. Chrysler digs it out. Vogt sets it up for Henrik. Tipped at the net, kept out of there now by Stoltenberg on the left side. Kill attempt by Paxton, kept alive by Beek, sent over by Vogt. Now Hanslick and the second hit attack by the setter, Sattler, is good. 24-21. Stewart with three and four in a row now. Trailing, though, by three. Henrichs, and it is long. 24-22. Kurt Polt looks like he may take another timeout. He will. We are in set number one. It looked like Giltner was ready to put it away, but Stewart has battled back. Giltner 24, Stewart 22, back after this on the Breeze.
The friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw would like to congratulate the Giltner Hornets on a great season. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health insurance. Stop and see them for a free consultation or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance in Giltner.
Todd's Body and Glass would like to congratulate both the Giltner Hornet football and volleyball team on a fantastic season. We're very proud of your accomplishments. Todd's Body and Glass is your collision repair specialist and is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Go Hornets!
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right. It'll be Emily Kalp serving for Stewart. And this will be a service error, and that is a win for Giltner. Giltner gets the first set, 25-22 over Stewart. We'll take a timeout and get you ready for set number two after this on The Breeze, 94.5.
Shopping center around you. One stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you. Whether you get more, Superstore.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The first set goes to the Lady Hornets of Giltner, 25-22. Giltner built a lead of 16-7, was ahead 24-17. But then Stewart reeled off five in a row before a service error gives Giltner the first set, 25-22. In Class D1 over at Grand Island Northwest, O'Neill St. Mary's wins the first set over Ansley Litchfield, 25-16. Of course, the winner of that game will play the winner of Silver Lake and Guardian Angel Central Catholic. A matchup we'll have later on tonight here on the Breeze 94.5. Giltner will have the serve to start the second set. They'll be going left to right visually here in this second set. It'll be Shane Vogt to do the honors. She'll serve it across. Dug out by the libero, Schaefer. Set up by Sattler. On the attack is Coons. Just beyond the line. Boy, it looked very close. And you can hear the Stewart fans on this side of the court. thought it hit the line. Point will go to Geltner. They lead it 1-0. Vaught with the service. It's a good, hard, well, good and hard, but into the net. Had a lot of velocity, but didn't have the height. It goes into the net. Service error. We're tied at one. Paxton, service. Dug out on the back row by Hendricks. In the middle, Chrysler with the dink. Saved. And then slapped across. That's going to be a lift. No question about it on Caitlin Coons. She just kind of like a hook shot in basketball. Sent it across, and it's 2-1. Geltner on top. Hendricks with the serve. And dug out nicely that time by Paxton. Sent over by Schaefer on the attack. Kept alive by Mose. Free ball by Chrysler. Schaefer with the dig. Sattler will set it up right side. The kill attempt is down for Courtney Coombs. And we're tied here at set number two, 2-2. Back to the service line will go Caitlin Coombs. Coombs will send it across. On the back row, there is Danny Mose to pick it up. Now they'll go on the attack. Chrysler, and it is blocked out of bounds. Wasn't sure if it hit the net and went out of bounds or blocked, and they'll say it was the block, and the point will go to Geltner. 3-2, Chrysler with the service, dug out by Stoltenberg. Sattler sets it up for Kalp, the dink. Defense nicely by Vaught. On the attack again, it's Stewart. Sent across by Coons. Good dig on the back row by Chrysler. Coons now for Stoltenberg, her dink. Kept alive by Vaught. In the middle, they'll go to Most, and she's blocked. Kept alive, though, by Williams. Left side, Beek tipped at the net. Kept alive by Stoltenberg. Good volley by both teams. Stoltenberg on the kill. She'll get it down off the left-hand touch of Darby Hendricks. So we're tied at 3 apiece here in the second set. Geltner won the first one, 25-22. It'll be Hanslick to come back in to serve. Dug out on the back row by Chrysler. The set to the right side for Beek. Sent across. Dug out by Paxton. Now Stoltenberg pushed across. Nicely done by Hanslick. On the attack, Most will send it across. Kept alive nicely by Kalp. Stoltenberg blocked back. She keeps it alive. And now from the back row, Schaefer will send it across. And a double hit is going to be called on Monique Schaefer. So the point will go to Geltner. They lead it 4-3. And Sarah Most will come in to serve for the Lady Hornets. Winner plays tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock against either Mullen or Humphrey. Service is a good one. Dug out by Stoltenberg. Now Kalp on the attack. Sent back by Vaught. Then Kalp had to just play it off as quickly as she could, and it went out of bounds. Point for Geltner. They lead 5-3. Sarah Most. A lot of velocity. Dug out by Monique Schaefer. Set up for Kalp. Back row dug out by Hendricks. Set up for the left side for Beek. Sends it across. Dug by Stoltenberg. The push up now by Sattler. It was blocked back by Most. Kept alive now on the attack from the back row. Schaefer will send it wide to the left and out of bounds. Another point for Geltner. They have scored three in a row. Lead it 6-3. Sarah Most. And that one's into the net. Service error. Point for Stewart. 6-4 your score. Stoltenberg will do the honors now for the Lady Broncos, center court. And just over the net, it's an ace. Beauty of a serve off the touch of Sarah Most. And it's 6-5. Stewart will serve for the tie here. Stoltenberg, that one goes into the net. A service error on the Lady Broncos now. And it's 7-5, Geltner. Jordan Beek back to the service line. Beek off the right side. Sends it right down the middle. Dug out by Hanslick. Sattler will set it up on the left side for Paxton. Long on the kill. Oh, no, they're going to call it in. Just inside the line. 7-6 the score. So we've seen one kind of closely called one way for Stewart, one way for Geltner. It'll be Beek to serve. Well, now wait a minute here. Now they're going to say it was long, because Beek is doing the serving. But I thought they gave the point to Stewart. Back set now for Kalp. Punched up by Stoltenberg. Hanslick now. Stoltenberg sends it across. They have not adjusted the scoreboard. And the kill will go off of Most. And now it's 7-5, and they have the score correct. Actually, I think it should be 8-6 maybe. On the crisscross, it will be now 8-6 as Danny Most will get the kill on the crisscross right to left. Giltner up by two. Danny Most back to the service line. Just over the net, it's an ace. 9-6, Lady Hornets. Danny Most once again will serve. Most, 5'9" junior, jump serve. Back row dug out by Hanslick, pushed up by Schaefer, sent across on the free ball by Paxton. Dug by Beek, they'll set it up crisscross over to Hendricks. Kept alive on the back row by that freshman Libero, who's played well. That's Monique Schaefer. And then on the kill attempt, Caitlin Kuhn sends it long to the left. Wide left, and a point again for Giltner. They lead 11-6. Jump serve for Danny Most. Floats to the back line. Dug out there by Schaefer. Set up by Sattler for Paxton. Her attack is set back by Beek. Then quickly by Coons. And now the joust. And Coons had a wide open shot right to left, and she overshot it. Another point for Giltner. The Lady Hornets with a 12-6 lead here in set number two, leading one set to none. Timeout Stewart back after this on The Breeze 94.5.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Don't miss Country Crafts and Friends open house this Thursday, November 8th through Sunday, November 11th. You'll find handmade crafts, fresh wreaths, homemade foods, Santa's jewelry, and more. Located 5 miles west of Giltner, follow the signs. For more information, call 402-631-1052.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Of course, this is a very busy week for the Giltner Hornets. Not only are they here in Grand Island for the state volleyball tournament, their football team has reached the state semifinals. We'll be playing Monday night at 7 o'clock at Shelton in what should be a fun game. The winner of that will go to Lincoln to play at Memorial Stadium for the state championship a week from Monday. Inadvertent horn, and now we're ready to go as Danny Most set the serve for Giltner. Jump serve is to the back row. It's dug out there by Stoltenberg. Or check that, that's Paxton. Now Stoltenberg on the attack. Dug at the other end. Preissler with the quick set and the kill. Quick set that time from Bont over to Preissler, and she's hammered it home. Well, let's see. They're going to say it was out. All right, just outside, so the point will go to Stewart. Well, didn't see that one at all. Schaefer with the service. Now on the attack it is Stewart, sent over. The back step for Preissler. She'll kill it down this time, and no question about this one. Vaught with the service, or with the set. And Preissler puts it down. It's 13-7. Vaught will serve from the right side. To the back row, dug by Schaefer. Sattler back set now for Paxton, and she'll get the kill. Off the touch of Darby Hendricks. Point for Stewart. It's 13-8 in favor of Giltner. Shelby Paxton to serve it. Back row, it's dug out by Danny Most. Set up by Vaught for Preissler. Diving save to keep it alive by Sattler. Now hit over by Coons. Hit quickly back over by Preissler. Kept alive by Stewart. Stoltenberg sends it over. Diving save by Most. Overpass is put right back into the Giltner zone by Caitlin Coons. And a point for Stewart. They trail 13-9. Paxton with the service. Dug by Danny Most. Vaught sets it up in the middle for Preissler. There it is. From the middle, she angled it to the right side and put it down. 14-9, Giltner by five. Darby Hendricks will serve it up from the left side. It's a good one going to the right. Dug by Stoltenberg. Sattler for Stoltenberg, off balance, gets it across. Dug by Hendricks. Set by Vaught for Preissler, and there it is again. Abigail Preissler, tough to beat in that middle. And she's given Giltner a 15-9 lead. And Hendricks back to the service line again. Sends it dug by Monique Schaefer in the back row. They'll set it up for Coons into the antenna on the right side. Another point for Giltner, 16-9. And it looks like they put the point on the wrong side of the board again. Timeout being taken by Giltner. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Be back after this on The Breeze 94.5.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations to the Lady Hornets on a fantastic volleyball season. Go Lady Hornets from Joyce Agronomics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back to Grand Island Central Catholic. Well, our scoreboard operator's been a little confused at times, about three or four times in this match, maybe mainly in this set. Hendricks out of the timeout, serves it into the net, a service error, point for Stewart. And it is 16-10, which is the correct score. It'll be Caitlin Coons from the right side for Stewart. That one just over the net, tipped by Williams. Now Beek on the attack, rolls it across to the back row. Coons there. Now Stoltenberg on the kill, and that one's going to float way long. And another point for Giltner as they lead it 17-10. And Abigail Preissler will go back to the service line now for the Lady Hornets. Sends it. Nice one. Dug out by Paxton. Sattler sets it up for Kalp, blocked at the net. Kalp keeps it alive. Sattler now for Stoltenberg, blocked again. Most and Williams there. And then a right-to-left shot that time by Coons, kept alive by Williams. Sent over on the free ball by Most. Dug by Schaefer. Set up now for Kalp into the net. Point for Giltner after the long volley. And good defense by the Lady Hornets at that net. 8-point lead, and Preissler with the service. That's a good one. Stoltenberg punched up nicely for the save by Kalp, or by, check that, Sattler. But nobody could handle it after that, and it's another point for Giltner, 19-10. Lady Hornets trying to take charge of this second set. Stoltenberg off the serve, received. Now it's Paxton sending it across. Giltner on the attack. Danny Most in the middle. Blocked back. Kept alive now by Beek. Sent across. Schaefer. Now the back set for Coons, and she'll get the kill off the front row tip. 19-11. Giltner, their service run comes to an end as Stewart finally breaks that run. But it's an 8-point lead for the Lady Hornets, up one set to none. Hanslick comes back in. Her service dug out by Hendricks. Danny Most on the kill. Tipped at the net. It will go 20-11. Giltner. Sarah Most to come in now to serve. We have had nothing but sweeps so far here in D2. Giltner hoping to do that today. They're only in the second set as Stoltenberg on the return slaps it from the back row, but slaps it long. 21-11, Giltner by 10. Most, right to left, dug by Schaefer. Overpass, trying to hammer it down. It's Most, it'll go. She almost overshot it. She hit it off the net. She was eyeing that one so much that she hit it off the net, but then it went off a Stewart player and then out of bounds. 22-11, Most with the service. They got by Schaefer. They'll set it up for Kalp. Blocked, and a point, though. It was blocked into the Giltner side of the net by Danny Most. The point will go to Stewart. 22-12, Stoltenberg with the service. Down the center. Dug by Preissler. Vaught will set it up for Danny Most into the net. And another point for Stewart. 22-13, Lady Hornets with the advantage. Stoltenberg to the back row. It's dug there by Preissler. Back set over to the right side for Beek. Dug by Schaefer on the back row. Sattler sets it up for the left side for Paxton. Looked like it hit the net. They're going to call a block, but then call a lift on Stewart. So 23-13. Giltner up by 10, trying to close out set number two. Beek the service down the center. Dug out on the back row by Hanslick. On the attack left side, it will go for Shelby Paxton. 5 foot 7 inch outside hitter for the Lady Broncos of Stewart. Emily Kalp will serve. And hits the top of the net, kept alive by Danny Most, quickly pushed over by Paxton, but Giltner there for the defense. And then into the donut hole, Danny Most puts it down, and it is set point here in set number two for the Lady Hornets, leading 24-14. From the right side, Danny Most will serve. She'll go to the jump serve, floats it to the back row, dug by Stoltenberg. Sattler goes crisscross to the left side, and the kill will go down for Caitlin Coon. So Stewart stays alive, trailing 24-15. Jaden Schaefer will come back in, along with Courtney Coons, for Stewart, as they have a double substitution. Schaefer will float one to the back row. It's dug there. Back set now for Priceler on the attack. It's going to be blocked for a tough block. Courtney Coons and Caitlin Coons. 24-16. Jaden Schaefer looking for someone to toss her a volleyball, and now she's ready to serve. Set point still for Giltner. To the back row, Beek, it's an ace. Off the touch of Beek. Bach could not get to it, and it's 24-17. Stewart once again. Schaefer dug out by Beek. They'll set it up on the back set for Hendricks, and she'll drive it through the defense for the winner. The kill goes for Darby Hendricks, and Giltner wins set number two, 25-17. They now lead two sets to none after winning the first set 25-22. We'll take a break, get you ready for set number three here at Grand Island Central Catholic. It's the Class D2 State Volleyball Tournament on the Breeze 94.5.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. With a You Get More Superstore.
Todd's Body and Glass would like to congratulate both the Giltner Hornet football and volleyball team on a fantastic season. We're very proud of your accomplishments. Todd's Body and Glass is your collision repair specialist and is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Go Hornets!
Don't miss Country Crafts and Friends Open House this Thursday, November 8th through Sunday, November 11th. You'll find handmade crafts, fresh wreaths, homemade foods, Santa's jewelry, and more. Located 5 miles west of Giltner, follow the signs. For more information, call 402-631-1052.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And it is the Class D2 State Volleyball Tournament on the Breeze, 94.5. KLIQ, Hastings, Nebraska. You can also hear the ball game here on KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web. With Caleb Ranke, our studio engineer, I'm Larry Cotner, courtside for this Class D2 state volleyball match. Giltner leading over Stewart in two sets, 25-22 and 25-17. They need one more to advance to the semifinals, where they would play either Humphrey, the number two seed in the tournament, or the seventh-seeded Mullen Lady Broncos. That match coming up later on here tonight. Stewart will go left to right here in the third set. They'll serve. It'll be Jaden Schaefer, dug out by Most. Now on the kill, it will be Pressler putting it down. Abigail Pressler from the left side puts it down. It's 1-0 Giltner. Back to the service line will go Vaught. Shane Vaught sends it across, dug by Schaefer. That's Monique Schaefer. On the right side, the kill off the touch will go for Shelby Paxton. Paxton will even things up here at one apiece in set three. Sent across by Paxton. Pressler on the kill right out of the middle. off the set by Vaught. Chrysler puts it home again. It's 2-1 in favor of Giltner. Both these teams were eliminated in the same bracket last year of D2 in the first round. Giltner by Bertrand and Stewart by Layton on the kill attempt. Sent across by Coons, but punched up, kept alive, and sent over again by Chrysler. A touch by Stewart, and the point to Giltner. They lead it 3-1 here in the third set, trying to close things out. Service by Hendricks goes into the net. Service error. 3-2 your score as Caitlin Coons will serve it up for the Lady Broncos. From the right side to the back row, it's dug there by Danny Most. Pushed over by Vaught, kept alive. No, they're going to call a lift on Vaught. So a point will go to Stewart, and we are tied at 3-3 here in set number two. Service a good one by Coons, kept alive though by Hendricks. Back row attack by Most, kept alive by Stoltenberg, played off the net, but too far down on the net, could not be played by Sattler, and it's a point for Giltner. 4-3 in favor of Giltner. I've got a score update, and we'll pass that along in a second. Chrysler will get the point on the service on the lift called on the second hit by Stewart. Went off Stoltenberg and then Paxton. 5-3 the score, and now Chrysler puts it into the net. Service error. 5-4 your score in Class D1. O'Neill St. Mary's and Ansley Litchfield now all tied up. At one set apiece, as Ansley Litchfield came back and beat O'Neill St. Mary's second set 25-23. Here it's 5-4 in the third set. Giltner with the lead. They're up 2-0. Danny Most on the attack. She'll get the kill off the left side. And Giltner now with a two-point advantage at 6-4. And back to the service line goes Sarah Most. Most sends it. Dug out by Stoltenberg, punched up by Sattler. Quickly sending him back is Most on the overpass. Free ball by Stoltenberg. The setup for Danny Most. She'll hammer it home right to left. Will not get credited for the kill, though, as Stewart was in the net. Point will still go to Giltner, 7-4. Most will send it across. Dug out by Paxton. Free ball by Schaefer. Vaught will set it up in the middle for Most. Goes to the left hand. Stoltenberg goes low to dig it out. Now the setup for Kalp. Too strong on the attack. Point for Giltner. They lead it now 8-4 here in this third set. Sarah Most to serve. Sends it. And it's dug out by Stoltenberg. Sattler in the middle for Kalp. Block back. Kept alive nicely, though, by Paxton. Sent across the net. Back set for Vaught. Now the hit by Most, sent back. Now Most again on the attack. Set quickly back by the libero Schaefer. Back set for Most again. On this time on the attack, it's wide left. Giltner looking for a touch, but none of the officials say it was. And so Stewart will get the point, trailing 8-5. Stoltenberg center court to the back row, dug by Chrysler. Vaught will push it up. The attack is a good one, left to right. Danny Most puts it home. 9-5 the score. Giltner on top. To the back row. To do the service will be Beek. Dug out by Hanslick. And now a two-hit call will be called on the setter, Samantha Sattler. 10-5 in favor of the Lady Hornets. Trying to close things out here in three. Beek sends it. Hanslick. Looked like possibly that Sattler was over the line down below, but it got across, and then they're going to call a net violation after that on Paxton. And so another point for Giltner and a timeout taken by Stewart. We are in the third set. Giltner 11, Stewart 5. 2-0 in favor of the Lady Hornets. We'll be back after this on the Breeze 94.5.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations to the Lady Hornets on a fantastic volleyball season. Go Lady Hornets from Joyce Agronomics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Gilner trying to close things out here in the opening round of the Class D2 Girls State Volleyball Tournament at Grand Island Central Catholic High School. They won the first set 25-22, second set 25-17 against Stewart. Lead 11-5 here in the third. And serving, Jordan Beek will send it across to the back row. It's dug out there by Hanslick. Back set now for Kalp. She'll dink it across, dug by Beek. Bought in the center. Dinked across nicely by Darby Hendricks. She went over her head and tipped it back behind her to the open zone. 12-5, Giltner with the lead. Beek the service. Dug by Schaefer. The set for Paxton. Blocked back nicely. Stewart keeps it alive. Now Paxton will go with the dink, the two-hand dink, and angled it just a bit to get it down. Stewart with the point, 12-6, your score. Kalp the service to the back row. Dug by Danny Most, overpass, and a joust won by Caitlin Coons. Another point for Stewart, 12-7, your score. Kalp will serve it up to the back row, Most. Now pushed up by Hendricks, back for Most. She'll just push it across. Stoltenberg will dig it out there. The setup in the middle for Coons to the back row, dug up there by Beek. They'll set up now for Hendricks, tipped at the net. And one of the Stewart players in the net, that'll be Caitlin Coons. The point will go to Stewart, or excuse me, Giltner, 13-7, the Lady Hornets with the lead. And Danny Most to serve it up. Goes to the jump serve, and that one's long. Service error. Point for Stewart, 13-8 now the count. We are in set number three. Earlier today here in D2, it was sweeps for Meade and Cedar Valley. Those two teams will play tomorrow afternoon at 2 at Grand Island Senior High. Giltner looking to advance here if they can win this set. The service a good one by Jaden Schaefer. On the attack, Preissler left to right, angling it, but too much. It goes wide on the attack. Point Stewart, 13-9 Giltner. Schaefer back to the service line once again. From that right side, hits it into the net. Service error on Stewart. Giltner with the point, 14-9 now the count. Shane Vaught will go back to serve it up for the Lady Hornets. Don't forget here tonight on the Breeze, 94.5, we'll have D1 action. Silver Lake and Guardian Angel Central Catholic later on at 8:30. A left going to be called on Stewart off the serve receive. And another point for Giltner. They lead 15-9 here in the third set. Vaught into the net. Service error. Stewart, if they have any hope of getting back into this one, they're going to have to do something here. They have trailed almost this entire match. Service a good one by Paxton. The setup in the middle for Preissler. Off the block, it goes out of bounds. The kill will go down for Abigail Preissler as she hit it off the block of Coons and Sattler. 16-10. Hendricks the serve. Back row, it's dug out. Now the quick set and the kill for Courtney Coons. Sattler with that quick set. And Courtney Coons with the quick hit. 16-11 on the kill. Caitlin Coons to serve. Down the right side. It's dug out there by Beek. Vaught will set it back up for Beek. She blocked at the net. Punched it back up. Punched back now over by Hendricks. And then miscommunication between Preissler and Danny Most. And it falls between them. 16-12 the score. Caitlin Coons will serve. Sends it. And that's going to be a double hit on the serve received by Jordan Beek, and it's 16-13. Four in a row now for Stewart. Coons with the service. Beek handles this one. Vaught, back set now for Preissler on the attack, tipped at the net. Punched up on the back row by Coons. Now on the right side for Courtney Coons. Punched up by Hendricks. Nice save by Danny Most. It'll be a free ball by Vaught, dug out by Stoltenberg. Set up in the middle now for Kalp. Too strong on the attack. Point will go to Giltner, and that ends a Stewart run of four in a row. They had an opportunity right there to get back within two, but Kalp too strong on that kill. Kreisler with a nice serve dug on the back row by Stoltenberg. The set up now for Kaup. Rolls it across, dug out by Vaught. Set in the middle now for Most. She'll dink it across, dug out by Stoltenberg. Back set for Courtney Coons, and she'll slam it home. 17-14. Hanslick will come in to serve for the Lady Broncos. Way back by the Crusaders in court there. She'll step way up and run into it and get across nicely. Beek digs it up. They'll set it up for Williams. Cross, she'll send it. The set, Stoltenberg on the crisscross, too long. And a point for Giltner. 18-14, Lady Hornets just 7 points away from taking this opening round match. Sarah Most to serve. Spins it across. Stoltenberg with the dig. They'll set it up in the middle for Kaup. Nice strong hit. Tipped at the net. Dug out there by Hendricks. Now Danny Most to the back row. Schaefer pushed over by Sadler. Sadler was eyeing it just fine and then kind of twisted her ankle right near the net and lost her balance and put it into the net. Point for Giltner. Timeout, Stewart. Your score, 19-14. We're in the third set. Giltner trying to finish things off. It's the D2 opening round from Grand Island here on the Breeze 94.5.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations to the Lady Hornets on a fantastic volleyball season. Go Lady Hornets from Joyce Agronomics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The score, Giltner with the lead. Service into the net by Sarah Most. Stewart gets the point. They draw within four at 19-15. Stoltenberg will serve from center court. Steps into it. Dug out there by Most. They'll set it up. Vaught for Most. Tipped at the net. Now on the attack, Kaup for Stewart. Dug out by Sarah Most. Set up now for Danny Most. Tipped and it'll work. Actually, with the dink, she threw the defense a little off their timing. And Stewart couldn't handle it. And it's a point for Giltner, 20-15. Beek with the service from the left. Stoltenberg digs it out. The set near the net. The left hand by Paxton. Dug out by Sarah Most. On the attack, it is Hendricks. Looked like maybe it hit the net. They're going to call it a block and we can play on. Free ball sent over by Sarah Most. The set in the middle for Kaup. And that's going to go for an ace, or for a kill, excuse me. Emily Kaup off the touch on the back row of Chrysler. 20-16, your score. In favor of Giltner. Stewart with the service. Sarah Moe sends it over on the serve receive, and it's just over the net by Sadler on the return. Set up for Danny Most on the right side. It's dug by Hanslick. Set left side, and the dink across. Pushed across there by Paxton. Set up now for Hendricks. Trying to save it is Kaup, but she cannot get to it, and the point will go for Giltner. 21-16. Giltner within four of sweeping this match. Danny Most on the jump serve. It's an ace. Oh, that was a beauty. Hanslick and Stoltenberg were diving ahead, and as the more they dove, the shorter that serve got. 22-16. Most will float it to the back row. Stoltenberg with the dig. Sattler sets it up now for Coons. And was there a tip? No. Tried to get the corner. It's out. And no one saw the tip. Coach Stacy Dexter for Stewart was sure there was a tip. But it just missed the corner. And the point goes to Giltner, 23-16. Most with the service. Dug out by Stoltenberg. Set up and a double hit called on Sattler. And it is set and match point for the Lady Hornets of Giltner. Danny Most will do the honors. The first two sets, they had to go about 2 or 3 points before they could finish them off. We'll see if Giltner can do it here on the first try. Most to the back row. Stoltenberg digs. Sattler sets it up for Coons. She'll kill it down. And Stewart will stay alive once again. Got to give Stewart a lot of credit. They've been put down by Giltner in every set, but they do not die until the very end. Kalp will serve. Check that. That's Sadler to serve now for Stewart. Back row, that's going to be long, and that is a winner for Giltner on the service error. Giltner wins it 25-17 here in the third set. And for the third time today here in Class D2, we have had a sweep of sets. Meade did it, Cedar Valley did it, and now Giltner has done it 25-22, 25-17, 25-17 over the Lady Broncos of Stewart. We'll come back, close things out from Grand Island Central Catholic after this on The Breeze 94.5.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Where do you get more Superstore? Outlet Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. Where do you get more? Superstore.
Todd's Body and Glass would like to congratulate both the Giltner Hornet football and volleyball team on a fantastic season. We're very proud of your accomplishments. Todd's Body and Glass is your collision repair specialist and is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Go Hornets!
Don't miss Country Crafts and Friends open house this Thursday, November 8th through Sunday, November 11th. You'll find handmade crafts, fresh wreaths, homemade foods, Santa's jewelry, and more. Located 5 miles west of Giltner, follow the signs. For more information, call 402-631-1052.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations to the Lady Hornets on a fantastic volleyball season. Go Lady Hornets from Joyce Agronomics.
The Breeze 94.5.
Well, it's all over here at Grand Island Central Catholic as the Hornets of Giltner improved to 29-2 on the year with a three-set sweep of the Lady Broncos of Stewart, 25-22, 25-17, 25-17. Stewart was game towards the late part of each set, tried to battle back, but Giltner doing a great job of building early leads in all three sets and getting the victory to advance to the state semifinals as they'll play tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. They will play the winner of the next match here, which won't start for about another hour due to the quickness of this first match. That will feature number 7, Mullen, against number 2, Humphrey. The winner of that will play Giltner tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock at Grand Island Senior High. And, of course, you can hear that on the many radio stations of Platte River Radio and probably more than likely here on The Breeze, 94.5. So, again, another impressive victory. Abigail Preissler got off with the attacks early, really put the pressure on Stewart. Some good senior hitters. They've got some players that will be coming back, though, and Courtney Coons, who is a good player. Caitlin Coons is one of their graduates, along with Emily Kalp. They'll have to try to find some people to replace those quality players next year. But for Giltner, they move on. And last year, of course, they battled hard against Bertrand in the opening round but fell short against the Lady Vikings. This year they get to move on. They know they'll play tomorrow, and they'll know that they'll play either in the state championship on Saturday or the state consolation game on Saturday. So two more days of volleyball for the Lady Hornets, and, of course, just a short drive down the road to Giltner. They'll be going back probably tonight and sleep in their beds and then get ready for tomorrow afternoon's match against either Humphrey or Mullen. Final scores again. Giltner over Stewart, 25-22, 25-17, 25-17. Don't forget, coming up at about 8:20 tonight from Grand Island Northwest, it will be the D1 first-round match between Silver Lake and Guardian Angels Central Catholic. Mark Baldwin will be on hand to call all that action here on the Breeze 94.5. For studio engineer Caleb Ranke, I'm Larry Kottner in Grand Island. Again, Giltner gets the sweep 3-0. Good to have you along here tonight on the Breeze.